It's a good place to grow up. I had very good education here, good school. There was not much crime. It was safe. It was kind of dull. And the whole place was, now it looks rather green and leafy. Then the trees were like sad little saplings stuck in. And everything was a sea of mud and chalk, you know, white mud. There was a summer of 1959, was a very hot summer. And because the whole town was being churned up as a building site, as far as the eye could see, there were the most extraordinary insects came out of the ground that summer. It was the earwig invasion. Thousands and thousands of earwigs emerged and bred in the heat, you know. And my aunt, who just died, hated insects, of course, so she wouldn't get up until her husband had gone around the house and shaken all the earwigs out of the curtains. And during the day, if she saw an earwig, she'd put a jam jar over it, and he'd have to deal with it when he came home. So he'd come home to a sort of an array of jam jars around the house. Right? By the end of that summer, the earwigs were mutating, and every house was surrounded by lines of white insecticide powder. And by the end of the summer, the new earwigs are emerging with white stripes on across their back. And they would just plow through this stuff. I mean, it was kind of scary watching it. And there were, I've seen spiders and that I've never seen before or since. You know, you'd wake up and there'd be this huge insect. There's some of them bigger than your hand. You know, so a little body and enormous legs up on the ceiling. And it was an extraordinary summer, real invasion of the insects.